And now, for your listening pleasure.
I have a question for you. Think back and ask yourself, what was the first thing you remember you had to let go of as a child? I'm going to pause there. Think about that. The first thing you had to let go of as a child. I'm Carolyn Sanek, life coach, author, and high-value woman, and this is my podcast, Thrive Live, Thrive Zone. I would wager the first thing you had to let go of was a belief. There it was, the first time everything you trusted as truth was shattered in front of you. Although, if we travel further back, it might have been that pacifier. Oh, the tricks parents play on kids to get them to let go of that. We left my kids' pacifiers out on Christmas Eve with the milk and cookies. Yep, we're going to give it to the baby elves, I told them. And it worked. However, here's another question. Whether it was your pacifier or your beliefs, welcome to the realization there are things even children have to let go of. Yes, letting go starts young. Even as I sit here asking these questions, I remember things I had to let go of eventually and mostly because I was getting older. I would be willing to bet somewhere in your home is something from your childhood you cannot let go of. You can box it up and put it in the attic or in a closet, but it has never made it to the trash bag or been put in the trash can. We all have these comfort items, and maybe we don't physically have them, but we can go back in time and see them and be comforted by them. I have told you over and over in these letting go segments that there will always be something that remains, and it's all good. Again, I'm Carolyn Sanek, life coach, author, high-value woman. This is my podcast, Thrive Life, Thrive Zone. Thank you all so much for listening, and that is a wrap.